This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. March kicks off Disability Rights Month, and state lawmakers will be considering a number of measures this session aimed at increasing accessibility. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
One proposal would require 15% of some new housing construction to be accessible, from fire alarms and entrances to mailboxes and elevator buttons. Another measure would require video conferencing for court proceedings and remote access for all public hearings. Another idea would aim to make most city, state, and local government buildings fully accessible to someone using a wheelchair. Some lawmakers also want to study how to make recreational areas more accessible. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Late last year, CPR News discovered a data breach at the Boulder County Jail. CPR News' Andrew Kenny reports on the county's response.
A mistake by a government staffer led to the publication of hundreds of jail inmates' social security numbers in a document on the county's website. The sheriff's office says there's no sign the data was misused. The county is offering a year of identity protection for affected people. In some cases, it took more than a month to notify them, exceeding a deadline set in state law by several days. The county blamed its cyber insurance company for the delay. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
$6 million in federal grant dollars will help fund a remodel of the Colorado Springs Airport Terminal and Concourse. The city says the building is nearly 30 years old. The modernization is aimed at improving traveler experiences as well as energy and water efficiencies. Renovation plans include new windows, elevators, restrooms, and more. Construction is expected to begin this summer. This is CPR News and KRCC.